This is JIS News. Coming up, JPS works to improve its services. Students urged to use labor market studies as guide when choosing career paths. And Petrogem to supply low-sulfur diesel fuel to the public later this year. Details after this message.
I wonder where this officer pulled me over for this morning, for me sure me not speeding.
Good morning, ma'am. Your documents, please.
Good morning. What is the matter, sir? I was driving within the speed limit.
Ma'am, I'm writing your ticket for the lunchbox you threw out your window at the intersection.
Jeez and peace. You serious?
Littering attracts ticketing. You can be fined up to $2,000 for throwing, leaving, or depositing garbage in a public area. Proper garbage disposal is key.
Now the news. The Jamaica Public Service Company is currently working on 7 new systems. These are aimed at enabling the utility company to offer a variety of improvements in their billing, collections, and customer services. Science, Technology, Energy and Mining Minister Philip Polwell says one of the systems is already being tested in a pilot project. It will allow for prepaid electricity service.
These steps represent a shift in the way that our electricity sector operates. And I want to commend the JPS for working with the government to deliver these improvements to Jamaican consumers, both residential and industrial.
Minister Polwell was speaking during a statement to the House of Representatives on Tuesday. The measures are to come into effect by July 1, subject to the approval of the Office of Utilities Regulation. Minister of Education Reverend Ronald Thwaites is encouraging more students to pursue mathematical studies. He says this is necessary as the subject is fundamental to the advancement of science and technology.
Mathematics is the gateway to science and technology. And science and technology are the prisms through which development is going to take place. Jobs are going to be created. Prosperity is going to be wrought in the 21st century.
Minister Thwaites was speaking at the launch of the 20th staging of Separate National Primary Schools Mathematics Competition on Wednesday. He says the future of Jamaica hinges on how well students thrive in mathematics, and through its annual competition, Separate is aiming to change the attitude of Jamaicans toward the subject. Minister of Labor and Social Security Derek Kellyer is urging students to utilize the ministry's labor market studies when deciding on potential career options. He says the surveys will help the students to align their career prospects with national labor force needs.
Approximately 34% of employers indicate that they either need or additional need for skills training in their organizations in areas as diverse as administration, portfolio management, accounting, customer service, teaching, and driving. I wish to invite every young man and woman to pay some attention to the various studies undertaken by the Ministry of Labour into the status and requirements of our labour market.
Minister Kellyer adds that although the studies have indicated a shortage of professionals in key areas, employers are optimistic that this will improve within the next 2 years. The minister was addressing students at the 2013 National Career Development Conference on Wednesday. And the country's state-run oil refinery Petrogem will be supplying low-sulfur diesel fuel to the public later this year. Minister of Science, Technology, Energy and Mining Philip Polwell says the move comes as the government continues its efforts to reduce the negative effects motor vehicle exhausts have on the environment.
I am very much aware of the problem with the high sulfur content in diesel. I have mandated Petrogem to start importing clean diesel by the middle of this year so that we can
Vehicles that use diesel with high sulfur content require more frequent oil change and regular servicing to maintain optimal efficiency. That was JIS News. I am Camelia Guthrie.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.